This podcast is a member of the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Visit us to listen to over 250 amazing podcasts just like this one.
Japanese street style is some of the cutest and trendiest clothing in the world. Introducing Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing and Accessories, the hottest original and cute clothing company. We offer tops, clothes, accessories, shoes, dresses and skirts, and comfortable homeware that we guarantee you will love. Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing, super cute Japanese style clothing.
This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. I want you to thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Again, my laptop is going through some maintenance, so if there's any problems with my audio content, please forgive me. The show must go on. Before we get started on my new episode, I want you guys to go to my Instagram, which is BlackHage840. You can go to my bios and you can follow me on Twitch, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, my podcast is registered as a television show on IMBD. You can look me up. My name is Jeffrey Frazier. And again, the television show is called Black Wall Street Chronicles. If you liked the podcast, please sure to leave a rating on my IMBD. It will help me later on in the future. Okay, so here's what we're going to do today in this episode of my podcast. Being this is the last day of the Black History Month for 2021, I'm going to do a special episode talking about the Nation of Islam. Now, we need a disclaimer, because the Nation of Islam is a very controversial organization. So, the disclaimer is that this podcast is not to agree with Nation of Islam or disagree with Nation of Islam. This is just to give insight and objective insight on this very controversial organization, so you guys can be the judge of what you want to believe. Alrighty, let's get to it. The Nation of Islam is an African-American political new religious movement founded in Detroit, Michigan, United States by Wallace Fard Muhammad on July 4, 1930. Its stated goals are to improve the spiritual, mental, social, economic conditions of African Americans. In its official newspaper, The Final Call, the 2007 core membership was estimated to be about 20,000 and 50,000. Far disappeared in June 1934. His successors, Elijah Muhammad, established the places of worship called temples or mosques. School named Muhammad University of Islam, farms and real estate holdings in the United States and abroad. The nation has long been a strong advocate of African-American businesses. There was a number of Spitz and Sprinter groups during Elijah Muhammad's leadership. Most notably, the department of senior leader Malcolm X to become a Sunni Muslim. After Elijah Muhammad's death in 1975, Walt Dean Muhammad changed the name of the organization to World Community Islam in the West, and twice more after that, and attempted to convert it to a mainstream Sunni Muslim ideology. In 1977, Louis Farrakhan rejected Walt Dean Muhammad's leadership and reestablished the Nation of Islam on the original model. He took over the Nation of Islam headquarters Temple Mosque Mariam in Chicago, Illinois. Since 2010, under Farrakhan, members have strongly encouraged to study Dianetics, and the nation claims it has trained 1,055 auditors. Critics describe the ideology as an organization as promoting anti-Semitism and anti-LGBT rhetoric, and the promoting of racial separatism, black nationalism, and having promoted black supremacist beliefs in the past. The Southern Poverty Law Center tracks the NOI as a hate group, which it claims teaches the theology of innate black superiority over whites. Wiles Farr Muhammad. The NOI was founded in Detroit in 1930 by Wiles Farr Muhammad, also known as W.D. Farr Muhammad. Prior to the founding of the Nation of Islam, Farr was a member of the Morris Science Temple of America, known as the David 4L, and had tried to claim its leadership by proclaiming himself to be the reincarnation of founder Noble Drew Ali, but failed. His goal, according to the Nation of Islam, was to teach the downtrodden and defenseless black people through knowledge of God and of themselves, and to put them on the road to self-independence with a superior culture and higher civilization than they have previously experienced. According to the NOI, Farr chose Elijah Muhammad to be his assistant in 1931. According to Muhammad, Farr trained him daily for 9 months, then less frequently for about 2 years. In May 1933, shortly after naming Elijah Muhammad Minister of Islam, Farr disappeared without notifying his followers or designating a successor. In the wake of Farr's disappearance, several potential leaders emerged. Muhammad asserted that Farr had selected him to be a successor and trained him day and night for 3 years. He argued that Farr was God incarnate and that Farr had revealed to him alone. Muhammad established a newspaper, The File Called to Islam, initially referring to Farr as a prophet and later as Almighty God. He prevailed over his rivals as leader. 1942, during World War II, Elijah Muhammad was convicted of violating the Selective Service Act and jailed. Many other Nation of Islam members were similarly charged, as the Nation of Islam opposed serving in the United States military. Upon his release in 1946, Elijah Muhammad slowly built up the membership of his movement through the recruitment of post-war decades. His program called for the establishment of a separate nation for black Americans and the adoption of religion based on the worship of Allah and on the belief that blacks were his chosen people. During this time, the Nation of attracted Malcolm Little. While in prison, Boston, for burglary from 1946 to 1952, Little joined the Nation of Islam. He was influenced by his brother Reginald, who would become a member of Detroit. Little quit smoking, gambling, and eating pork, in keeping with the nation's practices for dietary restrictions. Spent long hours reading books in prison library. He sharpened his auditory skills by participating in debating classes. Following nation tradition, Elijah Muhammad ordered him to replace his surname Little and with an X, custom among Nation of Islam followers who considered their surnames to be imposed by white slave owners after their African names was taken from them. The X was meant to represent a lost heritage and personal unknown history. The Malcolm X rose rapidly to become minister and national spokesperson for the NOI. He is largely credited for the group's dramatic increase in membership between the 1950s and early 1960s, from 5,000 to 25,000 by one estimate, from 1,200 to 50,000 or 75,000 by other. In March 1964, Malcolm X left the nation due to disagreements with Elijah Muhammad. Among other things, Malcolm X cited his interest in working with other civil rights leaders, saying that the Muhammad had prevented him in doing so from the past. Later, Malcolm X also said Muhammad had engaged in extramarital affairs with non-nation secretaries, a serious violation of nation's teachings. On February 21, 1965, Malcolm X was shot and killed while giving a speech at Arbondale Ballroom in Washington Heights, New York. In March 1966, three NOI members was convicted in assassinating Malcolm X. In 1955, Louis Wilcott joined the Nation of Islam. Following custom, he also replaced the surname with an X. He was given a new name, Farrakhan, an Arabic name translated roughly to curtain, by Elijah Muhammad. In 1965, following the assassination of Malcolm X, Farrakhan gradually emerged as his successor. Like his predecessor, Farrakhan was a dynamic, charismatic leader and a powerful speaker with the ability to appeal to the African-American masses. At the time of Elijah Muhammad's death in 1975, there were 75 NOI centers across America. The nation's leadership chose Wallace Muhammad, also known as Wolf Dean Muhammad, the fifth of Elijah's sons, now Farrakhan, as the new Supreme Minister. At the time, the NOI's ideology was still rooted in ideals of black supremacy, a belief considered to be heretical by mainstream Muslims. Wolf shunned his father's fringe theology and views on race, choosing instead to forge closer ties with mainstream Muslim communities in the attempt to transition the NOI into Orthodox Sunni Muslim. Wolf denied the divinity of Fard and promoted an emphasis on the traditional Islamic tenets, including Arabic classes, prayers five times a day, the observance of Ramadan, and the pilgrimages to Mecca at least once in a believer's life. During the period of reform, leadership within the Nation of Islam became more decentralized. Bodies of followers began led by different mini leaders to begin splinter off. This made it hard to attract the number of NOI members, but it was estimated to be in the tens of thousands. In 1977, Farrakhan resigned from Wallace Muhammad's reform organization. He worked to rebuild the Nation of Islam upon the original foundation established by Wallace Fard Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad. Farrakhan traveled across America speaking in cities to gain new followers. Over time, Farrakhan regained many of the Nation of Islam's original properties. According to the NOI's website, there are now mosques and study groups in over 120 American cities attributed to Farrakhan's work as a leader. In 1995, the Nation of Islam sponsored the Million Man March in Washington, D.C. to promote African-American unity and family values. Estimate numbers of marches between 400,000 and 840,000. Under Farrakhan's leadership, the Nation of Islam tried to redefine the standard black male stereotype of drugs and gang violence. Meanwhile, the nation to promote social reform in African-American communities according to its traditional goals of self-reliance and economic independence. Foreign branches of the nation were formed in Ghana, London, Paris, and the Caribbean islands. In order to strengthen the international influence of the nation, Farrakhan attempted to establish relations in Muslim countries. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 1991. And had a near-death experience in 2000 due to complications. After that, Farrakhan toned down the policies of the NOI and attempted to strengthen its relations with other minority communities, including Native Americans, Hispanics, and Asians. In May 8, 2010, Farrakhan publicly announced the embrace of Dianetics and have actively encouraged the Nation of Islam members to undergo auditing from the Church of Scientology. During the announcements in 2010, the Nation of Islam has hosted his own Dianetics courses and own graduation ceremonies. At the third ceremony, which was held on Savior's Day 2013, it was announced that nearly 8,500 members of the organization had undergone Dianetics auditing. The organization it had graduated 1,055 auditors and had delivered 82,424 hours of auditing. The graduation ceremony was certified by the Church of Scientology, and the Nation of Islam members received certification. The ceremony was attended by Shane Woodruff, Vice President of the Church of Scientology Celebrity Center International. He stated that the unfolding story of Nation of Islam and Dianetics is bold. It is determined and absolutely committed to restoring freedom and ripening hell from the face of this planet. The Nation of Islam believes in one God, whose name is Allah. They identify Allah with their leader, Fard Muhammad, who they also regard as the promised Messiah and Mahdi. A Nation of Islam is referred to the Muslim program was written by Elijah Muhammad in his book Message in the Black Man in America in 1965. The platform asserted beliefs in the Quran and other prophetic scriptures. It also asserts the truth of the Bible, but maintains that the Bible has been manipulated and must be reinterpreted. The platform also teaches that there will be a reconstruction of a righteous dead, but the reconstruction will be mental and not physical. Further beliefs have been outlined in books and documentaries and articles published by the organization, in speeches by Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Farrakhan, and other ministers. Lessons that were purportedly passed from Farr to Elijah Muhammad were published in the Supreme Wisdom. Many of Elijah Muhammad's teachings may be found in a message to a black man in America. Elijah Muhammad once said that the moon was part of the earth and that the earth is over 76 trillion years old. The entire landmass on earth was called Asia. This was Elijah Muhammad's claim long before Adam. Elijah Muhammad declared that the people in America are descendants of the Asian black nation and the tribe of Sabaj. He writes in the 31 of his book, Message to the Black Man in America. Who is the tribe of Sabaj? Originally, there was a tribe who came to Earth 66 trillion years ago with a great exploration on our planet divided in two parts. One we call Earth and the other we call Moon. This was done by one of our scientists, God, who wanted the people to speak one language, one dialect for all, but was unable to bring this about. In April 13, 1997, interview NBC's Meet the Press, Tim Russert asked Farrakhan to explain the Nation of Islam's view of separation. Once a week on the back page of the newspaper, the Muslim program, what the Muslims want, the fur terms and territory, since we cannot get with them in peace and equality, we believe our contribution to this land and the suffering forced upon by white America justifies our demand for complete separation of the state or territory of our own. Is that your view in 1997, the separate states for black Americans? Minister Louis Farrakhan, first the program start with number one, that is number four. The first part of the programs, we want freedom, a full and complete freedom. The second is we want justice. We want equal justice under the law. We want justice applied, equality once and for all, regardless to race, class, or color. And the third is we want equality. We want equal membership in a society that's best civilized society. We can get that within the political, economic, and social system of America. There is no need for point number four, but we cannot get along in peace after giving America 400 years of our service and sweat and labor. Then course separation will be a solution to race problem. While the separation of races was always the goal of the Nation of Islam, it came from a desire to disrupt the moral and normative attitude that Western philosophy and religion imposed during colonialism. With different aesthetics and a rejection of normal ideas with a different nation, the Nation of Islam essentially wanted agency and self-determination in the economic development of their own lives. They saw the only way out of the past was a radically different future. For instance, to combat the eradication of black religiosity initially practiced by enslaved Africans, the NOI introduced, or some cases reintroduced, Islam, a religion that had historically changed Western religious ideas, in addition to address efforts of liberating other aspects of African culture, such as names, dress, food, education, and socialization and marriage practices. The NOI constructed a new way of life, as black self-determination remained its primary objective. The NOI focused on designing unique clothing and uniforms, including bean pies and other dietary changes, and creating its private black schools and culturally centered curriculum. Finally, the nation created an economic plan that envisioned as collaborative expertise built on non-European control. All these initiatives intended to prepare black people and prepare them for the active engagement in the increasing liberated non-European global community, particularly but not exclusively in Africa. In the pursuit of self-determination, many African Americans turned to Christianity to reclaim autonomy of their historically emasculated and defiled bodies. The problem for many, however, was that Christianity was used to justify gender-based violence. Edward E. Curtis notes that Christianity was used in tandem with American nationalism, and therefore purposely misinterpreted to make arguments for continuation of slavery. Therefore, in found autonomy of the human body, according to the members of the Nation of Islam, could not be found in Christianity. It was already enriched with Western ideas. Islam, they found, was a way to return to African heritage, a pan-African identity, a reimagination of African-American bodies, and thus fathomable post-colonial future. Of course, this post-colonial nation of self-determination could not have been accomplished with the notions of self-love. According to those in the Nation of Islam, the self-love could not be practiced under the American democracy in the American courts. Self-determination, fueled by love and others, could only be found as Sunni Islamic faith and separation of American institution. While as far as Muhammad's taught that the original peoples of the world were black and that white people were a race of devils, created by a scientist named Yaqub on the Greek island of Patmos. According to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons, false taught that whites were devils because of a culture of lies and murders that Yaqub instituted in the island ensured the creation of new people. False taught that Yaqub established a secret eugenics policy among the ruined class of the island. They were to kill all dark babies at birth and lie to the parents about the child's fate. Further, they were to ensure that lighter-skinned children thrive in society. This policy encouraged a general preference for light-skinned, and it was necessary to allow the process of graphing and making a lighter-skinned race of people who would be different. The idea was that if a light-skinned people were allowed to mate freely with the dark-skinned people, the population would remain dark-skinned due to genetic dominance of the original dark-skinned people. This process took approximately 600 years to produce a blonde-haired, blue-eyed group of people that migrated into the mainland. They were greeted and welcomed by the indigenous people wherever they went. But according to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons, they started making trouble around the righteous people, telling lies and causing confusions and mischiefs. This is when the ruined class of the Middle East decided to round up all the troublemakers they find and march them out over the hot desert stands into the caves or hillsides of Europe. Elijah claimed that this victory history is well known and preserved and is ritualized or reacted with the many fraternal organizations of the secret societies. Far taught that most of the savage ways of white people come from living in caves and hillsides for Europe for over 2,000 years without divine revelation or knowledge of civilization. The writings of Elijah Muhammad advise a student must learn that the white man is Yaqub, grafted devil, and the skunk of the planet Earth. Man. Like I said, as a disclaimer, I'm not here to agree or disagree with the Nation of Islam. My job is to be objective, and yeah, is to be objective, and y'all make the decision. The Nation of Islam teaches that the black people are the original people and that all other people come from them. Farrakhan has stated that regarding spiritual ascension, if you look at the human family now, I'm talking about black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we all seem to be frozen on a subhuman level existence. I believe in Christian theology and Jewish theology as well. There are three stages of human development. First stage is called the animic stage of development. But when we submit to animal passions, then we do evil things to each other in that animal state of development. But when moral consciousness comes and we have self-accusing spirit, it is then we become human beings. Right now we have the potential for humanity, but we have not reached the potential because we are functioning on the animalistic plane of existence. The black man is the original man. From him came all brown, yellow, red, and white people. By using a special method of birth control law, the black man was able to produce the white race. This message of birth control was developed by a black scientist known as Yaqub, who envisioned making and teaching a nation of people who were diametrically opposed to original people, a race of people who will one day rule the earth in a period of 6,000 years. Yaqub promised his followers that he would graft the nation from his own people, and he will teach them how to rule his people through a system of tricks and lies, whereby they are deceit and divide and conquer, and bake the unity of the darker people, put one brother against brother, and then act as mediators and rule both sides. In the interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Farrakhan said that the following in response to host Tim Verz's question on the Nation of Islam teachings on race. You know, it's not unreal to believe that white people, who genetically cannot produce yellow, brown, and black, had a black origin. The scholars and scientists of this world agree that the origin of man and humankind started in Africa, and that the first parent of the world was black. The Quran says that God created Adam out of black mud and fashioned him into shape. So if white people came from the original people, black people, what is the process which you came to life? This is not a silly question. This is a scientific question that has a scientific answer. It doesn't suggest that we are preparing you. It doesn't suggest that we are superior or that you are inferior. It suggests, however, that your birth or your origin is from the black people of this earth. Superiority, inferiority is to become returned by our righteousness and not by our color. Well, you have not been saints in the way you've acted towards the darker people of the world, toward even your own people. But in truth, Mr. Russert, any human being who gives themselves over to doing of evil can be considered a devil. In the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the fall of Babylon. It says Babylon is fallen because she has become the habitation of devils. We believe that ancient Babylon is a similar to modern Babylon, which is America. During the time Malcolm X was a member and leader of the Nation of Islam, he preached that black people were genetically dominant to white people, but were dominant by a system of white supremacy. Thoughtful white people know that they are inferior to black people. Even Senator Easton knows it. Anyone who has studied the genetic phase of biology knows that white is considered recessive and black is considered dominant. The entire American economy is based on white supremacy. Even in the religious philosophies, in essence, white supremacists, a white Jesus, a white virgin, white angels, white everything, but a black devil, of course. The Uncle Sam Political Foundation is based on white supremacy, regulating non-whites to second-class citizenship. It goes without saying that social philosophy is strictly white supremacist, and the education system perpetuates white supremacy. After Malcolm X made his pilgrimage to Mecca, he stated that seeing Muslims of all colors, from blonde, blue-eyed blondes to black-skinned Africans, interacting as equal led him to see Islam as a means by which racial problems could be overcome. He credits his evolving rules on Islam as a race and as a reason for the leaving of the Nation of Islam and his decision to convert to Sunni Muslim to Islam. The Nation of Islam teaches that the intermarriage or mixed racing should be prohibited. This is with official platform, what the Muslims want. Published 1965. Farrakhan nevertheless stated in a Tim Russert interview, the mother of the leader who came to North America to teach us Far Muhammad. His mother was a white woman. His father was a black man. So there is love. Love transcends our racial demonization and ethnicity. Love is the great power of transformation. I don't think we can say whether when two people are in love that they should not marry one another. But I prefer that the black man and the black woman marry into their own kind. The mother plane in Ezekiel's wheel. Elijah Muhammad taught his followers after a mother plane or a reel, a UFO that was seen to describe in the vision of the prophet Ezekiel in the book of Ezekiel in the Hebrew Bible. Now as I looked as the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the earth besides the living creatures. One for each of the four of them, as the appearance of the wheels and the construction. Their appearance was like the gleaming of beryllium, and the four has the same likeness, the appearance and construction being as it were a wheel within the wheel. When they went in any of their four directions without turning as they went, as their wheels were tall and awesome, and the rims of all four were four eyes all around. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us of a giant mother plane that is made like the universe, spears within spears. White people called them unidentified flying objects. Ezekiel and the all told him and saw a wheel that looked like a cloud by day but a pillar of fire by night. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the wheel was built on the island of Nippon, which is now called Japan, by some original scientists. It took 15 billion in gold at a time to build it. It's made of the toughest steel. America not yet knows the composition of steel used to make an instrument like it. It's a circular plane, and the Bible says that it never makes turns. Because of the circular nature, it can stop and travel in speeds 1,000 miles per hour. There are 1,500 small wheels in this mother wheel, which is a half a mile. The mother wheel is a small human-built planet. One of these small planes carry 3 bombs. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that these planes were used to set up mountains on the earth. The Quran says it like this: "We have raised mountains on the earth lest it convulse you." How do you raise a mountain? What is the purpose of a mountain? Have you ever tried to balance a tire? What weights do you keep the tire balanced? How is the earth balanced with the mountain ranges? The Honorable Mahajan Muhammad said that we have a type of bomb that when it strikes the earth on a drill on its time to go earth and explode at the heights of which the mountain to be. If you wish to take the mountain up a mile, 16.6 kilometers, you'll time the drill to will go a mile and then explode. The bombs of these planes have our time to go 1 mile down and bring in up a mountain of 1 mile high, but it will destroy everything in a 50 square mile radius. The white man writes in his above top secret memos of the UFOs. He sees them around his military installations like they're spying. The mother whale is a dreadful looking thing. White folks are making movies now to make these planes look like fiction, but it's based on something real. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that mother plane is so powerful that with the sound reverberating in the atmosphere, just with the sound, she can crumble buildings. The nation has 4 leaders as of 2020. Its current leader is Louis Farrakhan. The leader of the Nation of Islam is the command chief of the Fruit of Islam, the premier paramilitary wing, and it represents the Nation of Islam in general. Based on the left of his 2 longest-serving members, the leadership seems to be a lifetime position, with the only ways for a leader to be removed as our resignation or death. Comparison with traditional Islam. The Nation of Islam resembles traditional Sunni Islam with some differences. It preaches the following of the 5 pillars of the Islamic faith, though somewhat differently. Its interpretation of the 5 pillars differed among many different Islamic schools of thought, as well as among different Islamic cultures. Belief in one God, Muslim believe that Allah is the one and only God, known as Tawhid. Prayer, both traditional Muslims and the Nation of Islam believe that the 5 daily prayers are mandatory. The leader of the Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad, was once quoted as saying to his followers that prayer is necessary for spiritual development. Spiritual advancement. Fasting during the Islamic month of Ramadan, traditional Muslims in the Nation of Islam believe that fasting is compulsory at the time. Although the NOI gives the option to fast during the month of December instead, this was done to make Ramadan easier for new converts and break the habit of celebrating Christmas. Compulsory clarity. Both traditional Islam and the Nation of Islam share the belief in clarity. Clarity can be defined as contributing money and contributing time to a service and community. Pilgrimage. Pilgrimage to Mecca. Both traditional Muslims and Nation of Islam believe that this is compulsory if one has the means to undertake the journey. Other doctrine of Nation of Islam are disputed specifically. Messiah and Mandi. The NOI teaches that its founder Far Muhammad is a long-awaited Messiah of the Jews and Mandi of the Muslims. Traditional Muslims have different views on the Mandi. Some Muslims are still awaiting the coming of the Mandi. Others believe that the Mandi is not authentic Islamic belief. Most also believe that the Jews awaited Messiah is indeed Jesus, whose Christians believe is the Son of God. Status of the Islamic prophet Muhammad versus other poets. The Nation of Islam believes that Muhammad was the last prophet of Allah, and Elijah Muhammad was the messenger told by God in the person of Mandi, who is the NOI claims as Far Muhammad. the nation of Islam to point to the Quran, and for every nation there is a messenger. So when their messenger comes out, the matter is decided between them and justice, and they are not wronged. Yaqub, traditional Islam does not hold to the teachings of Yaqub, which is the NOI proclaims. Due to these differences, the nation of Islam is recognized by many mainstream Muslims. Dispute between the NOI and the Italian Muslim Association. In March 7, 1999, the Four Ulema of the Italian Muslim Association issued a fatwa against the Nation of Islam. The MI issued fatwa after being asked an opinion of NOI, and it was the AOMI's opinion of the members that the NOI were not Muslim, on the grounds that their official doctrine is Allah appeared in the form of a human being named Farid Muhammad, and that incarnation of God chose another man called Elijah Muhammad and his prophet. In MI's view, this contradicts the core Muslim tenet of monotheism, as in such members of the NOI cannot be considered Muslim. Muslim must declare this truth that each one of them the key sign while listening to Mr. Farrakhan being called the Muslim leader is called the same. I'm going to read this about Gaddafi, and then I'm going to end this podcast episode. The NOI obtained substantial funds for the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, notably a $5 million loan used to pay back taxes and costs for the home of movement's former leaders Elijah Muhammad, and a $3 million loan from Libya in the 1970s to acquire its upper headquarters in Chicago Southside. Libyan channeled funds to the Bank of Credit and Commerce, based in Canada, to a Libyan intelligence front in Washington. The money was provided to finance trips to Tripoli by the NOI and American radicals, according to a Canadian parliamentary investigation and prosecution by the United States District Court for Eastern District of Virginia. At least one gathering attended by Farrakhan in Libya, a violation of the travel ban imposed by Americans by President Reagan after Libya was linked to terrorist attacks in Europe, offered training seminars on weapons and explosives. The Libyans paid $250,000 in travel and other expenses to pro-Gaddafi demonstration, of which NOI played a leading role. In February 1996, Farrakhan traveled to Iraq and Libya, at which times Gaddafi ordered him an additional $1 billion. Farrakhan has said it will use the money to develop black community and increase in power and politics. He also denied an earlier report, which originated in the Iranian press, that when the Iran said God would destroy America by the hands of Muslims, God would not give Japan or Europe the honor of bringing down the United States. This is an honor God would not bestow upon Muslims. Farrakhan also visited Sudan and expects support for Omar al-Asari's government. In August 1996, Farrakhan formally asked the U.S. government to allow him to accept the funds of Libya, a requirement because of his sanctions against the African state. His application was denied. In 2011, shortly after Gaddafi's death, Farrakhan portrayed Gaddafi as a fellow revolutionary who had lent millions of dollars to the Nation of Islam over years. It wasn't the money, but the principles that made me his brother. Okay. This will be the end of this podcast. Again, this podcast is not made to agree with the Nation of Islam, and it's not made to disagree with the Nation of Islam. This is for you to be objective, and you make your own opinion. Again, thank you for listening to the Black Wall Street Chronicles. This is Jeffrey Frazier signing off.